Well, the Peace and Security Council of the African Union met on the 26th to deliberate on the matter. As you are aware, we have been actively involved in the efforts of finding a solution to the conflict, notably through the ad hoc committee on Libya. Of course, events on the ground have evolved very quickly, but we still believe that some key components of the African Union roadmap are relevant, especially those pertaining to transition and the promotion of democracy in Libya. The key element of the decision that was taken is to of course encourage the Libyan stakeholders to establish a broad-based inclusive government, which once established would occupy the seat of Libya and the African Union. In the meantime, the ad hoc committee has been tasked to pursue its efforts. We, of course, our interest is to promote stability in Libya, promote democracy in Libya, and we look forward to working with all stakeholders to help them achieve those goals.
One, there have been concerns by some critics of the African Union who say that the AU was sidelined when a major decision by the international community, including NATO, were being taken to isolate and perhaps ensure that Gaddafi loses power. Do you think those criticisms are justified?
As I indicated, from the very beginning of the crisis, from the onset of the crisis, we, of course, clearly condemn the violence directed at the civilian population. We call for respect for human rights. We accept the need to ensure that the aspirations of the Libyan people for democracy, respect for human rights, good governance were upheld. And it was on that basis that we, the AU, established that committee to follow up on the roadmap that was agreed upon on the 10th of March.
One, there were issues raised that the African Union was not effective in addressing the challenges of Libya because of personal relationship and divisions within the African Union among the heads of state and government. Do you think that is right?
Well, I would say that we made very sustained efforts and we made them based on some fundamental principles. The first one being, of course, the need to ensure that the legitimate aspirations of the Libyan people are fulfilled. And the other principle related to the need to ensure that those aspirations were fulfilled in a peaceful manner. The reality is, in spite of our efforts, is that unfortunately, and for reasons beyond our control, the attempt by the EU did not yield the expected results. That's a reality. But having said that, one has also to acknowledge that very, very sustained efforts were made to find a political solution, because we believe that finding a political solution is the best way of ensuring the long-term stability of Libya. We have, of course, to continue dealing with the situation, and it is in our interest to help Libya stabilize. It is in our interest to help Libya promote democracy, respect for governance, respect for human rights, in line with relevant AU instruments. And we are ready, and the TFT was quite clear, on AU's readiness and preparedness to work with all Libyan stakeholders to help them achieve those objectives.
One, what is the next line of action of the African Union in relation to Libya?
As I indicated earlier on, the TFC has encouraged Libyan parties to work towards reconciliation, towards inclusivity, to work towards agreeing on a consensual transitional period that would lead to presidential elections, to elections in general, to enable Libyans to freely choose their leader. The PFC has also made it clear that the EU was prepared to work with all its partners, the Arab League, of course, the United Nations, the European Union, and other bilateral and multilateral partners towards the achievement of those goals. So we'll keep monitoring the situation, and the ad hoc committee, which has been mandated to pursue its mandate, will of course take all steps it would deem appropriate as a follow-up to the decision that was taken.